Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for December 24th, 2024. Merry Christmas Eve, my bride.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve. Boy, y'all see my house. It's decked out from wall to wall, from Santa Claus to Christmas trees. I think five, this was my last count on Christmas trees. Three big ones and two that block my TV some part of the time.
I refuse to.
And they've been, Cindy and Sophia have been in the kitchen slaving away, getting ready for, they cooking all the good treats. I love this. This is part of my favorite part about Christmas. And then, yeah, y'all being in the kitchen and making everything in the world. And I got the eggnog on my mind tonight. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
And then my parents are coming.
That's so exciting.
All right, this first
so
time.
Exciting.
First time in my entire life ever that they didn't have people at their house. Mm-hmm. So we're blessed and they're going to be with us and it's going to rock. And Merry Christmas to our sweet baby, Ember Ray. We love you, sweetie. Christmas Eve. Santa Claus is coming tonight. Right?
Aww.
We love you, little baby girl.
Love and you so much.
We love all you lifers. And we just hope you have the best Merry Christmas ever. And tomorrow, instead of a True Crime Time 4, you're getting an old school, real life, real crime original about a homicide I worked on Christmas. It's been locked up in a Patreon and convict vault for years, years and years. And so it's an old school. We know y'all all be busy, but maybe it'll be a little late Christmas present for you when you listen to it on Wednesday or Thursday. Or
yeah, for sure.
So we have, this is our inaugural episode of True Crime Time for a Christmas Eve. So y'all, we will, got some Christmas time is a special time, even for the bad boys and girls. And when I was a kid, they said, if you send those, you being naughty and nice, you'll get switches and ashes in your stocking. You're a bad boy. Right? But hopefully y'all didn't get switches and ashes, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah.
But we got some bad boys and girls stories for you for Christmas Eve. So you go first, Miss Claus.
Well, Miss Claus, these are some short stories.
Oh, yeah, you know what? And don't take this out. I need to tell this story first. I'm sorry. I hate to cut you out first, but I saw this the other day. I was on the deer stand. And first of all, y'all, justice for Haley. Let's don't forget about that. Y'all listen to those episodes that come out on Friday. We need your help. And hashtag everything justice for Haley. Tragic, horrible shit, man. See, my parents wanted to go to this market in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And the Christmas market, they had planned like a cruise to go maybe
they were
like
on
10
the
years
cruise
ago.
And the river went
to
low.
No, it's not the same one. That was a different one. But they had planned to go, but before they got on the cruise ship, the terror threat went up. This has been years and years ago. And then they ended up attacking somewhere over there, one of those Christmas markets. So I'm glad they didn't go. But on December 20th, there was an attack in Germany. It left more than 200 people injured, right? The death toll from the attack in Germany, where a man drove a car into shoppers at a high speed during a Christmas market, rose to 5 people, including a child who was 9 years old, as of Saturday, December 21st. I don't know, y'all, I hadn't seen any updates on this. So on Friday, December 20th, a man drove through a holiday market in Magdeburg, Germany, west of Berlin, in what officials are calling a terrible event that resulted in deaths and multiple serious injuries and an arrest at gunpoint, according to ABC and NBC. Officials referred to the incident as a terror attack, with footage from the market showing many people on the ground as emergency services arrived on the scene. Now, law enforcement has since announced that they've arrested a suspect who's a 50-year-old doctor from Saudi Arabia who has lived in Germany since 2006. Rainer Hasselhoff, premier of the state of Saxony-Anhalt, told reporters that the suspect acted alone, that there was no ongoing threat to the public, and this according again to NBC News. And they reported that the vehicle drove around 1,200 feet into the alley full of shoppers. So this is really, you see the picture of this thing, it's like almost like stalls, and it's like this big fair market where everybody goes, and it's just Christmas and it's love joyful and Jesus time and yeah, and all that. And this asshole decides he's going to kill everybody.
Yeah.
So German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that 40 of the 200 injured people are so seriously injured that we must be very worried about them. He said, there's no more peaceful and cheerful place than a Christmas market. What a terrible act it is to injure and kill so many people there with such brutality. Look at a picture of the market, how beautiful that is.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
CNN said the Christmas market featured 140 market stalls, an ice skating rink, a Ferris wheel, and more, and it was scheduled to be open from November 22nd to December the 29th. Now, Hurst Walter Nopens is the lead prosecutor of the Magdeburg prosecutor's office, said that the victims included a 9-year-old. He added that the suspect faces 5 charges of homicide and 200 cases of attempted homicide and aggravated assault. And 80 patients were brought to Magdeburg's University Hospital on Friday night, and neurosurgeon Mahmoud Ellenbaby told the AP that there are many are still in intensive care, and some are also in critical condition. Now, in a social media update, the Magdeburg Saxony-Anhalt Police Department wrote on X that authorities continue to ask for witness reports, photos, and videos of events at the Magdeburg Christmas market and to be sent to them. And the Interior Minister, Nancy Faeser, told reporters that the suspect was clearly Islamophobic. And the AP reported that the man identified himself on social media as a former Muslim and criticized Islam on X. Citing local outlets, the AP reported that the suspect has since been identified only as Taleb A, with his last name being withheld due to local privacy laws. Now, Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs shared on X its solidarity with the German people and the families with the victims. So, going on, yeah, just because it's so tragic, y'all. Tai Lin Chi Nguyen, who was working nearby the market at a salon, told the AP that she saw the vehicle drive through the market at a high speed and a child being thrown into the air before the police stopped the suspect at a nearby tram stop. My husband and I helped them for 2 hours. He ran back home and grabbed as many blankets as he could find because they didn't have enough to cover the injured people and it was so cold, she said. And in a bystander footage from German news agency DPA and the AP showed the police detaining the suspect at gunpoint. As one officer pointed a gun at the suspect, multiple vehicles arrived to the scene and the other officers then surrounded him. For me, it's important that when such a terrible, awful event happens, a terrible attack, which so many people were injured and killed, almost on the anniversary of the Breitscheidplatz terror attack in Berlin, that was the one I was telling you about, mm-hmm, that we as a country stay together and stick together. That's what Schloss told reporters. So It's horrible that, you know, the Christmas markets are a big thing. I don't think I'm mistaken. I think maybe my parents were going to the one in Munich, mm-hmm. and that's when that same year that mm-hmm. one happened, the thing in Berlin. But yeah. you want to talk about an express ticket to hell?
Yeah.
You want to go in there, and evidently this guy is against Islam, but why go kill all these people?
Why?
And whether you're celebrating Jesus' birthday or the Hanukkah or whatever they call it or whatever, I don't care. But, I mean, that obviously a lot of people are celebrating whatever higher being you believe in. You think it's okay with that dude or that person, that being that you run over people who are worshiping?
Yeah.
And when, whichever way to do it. You talk about an express ticket to hell. Yeah. You talk about the Polar Express. This one's going to be the hottest hell express.
Right.
And hearts and prayers go out to all those people. And I hate to take the first story away from you, but, you know, it's tragic.
Well,
and it's Christmas Eve, and those people are dead or they're laid in a hospital.
Or injured. And then you think of all the mass shootings. And, I mean, if someone, like you always say, has it on their mind, if they have it on their mind to kill, they're going to do it in whatever way.
They could do it with a fork.
And I feel he did more damage with his vehicle than he would have if he had.
200 people. I like your Santa Claus earrings.
Thank you.
Yep. And she's got on a Santa Claus, what do you call this thing?
Apron.
Apron, yeah. Santa Claus holidays or what you bake them. They showed me all that. but anyway, that's what I'm talking about. It's the spirit. You and Sophia in the kitchen, wearing your Christmas colors and making all the stuff. And
that's what this family should
be. We're actually looking forward to this holiday.
Yeah.
My parents coming here. And you got assholes out there.
Very, very sad.
I don't know if Germany has a death penalty. Boy, I sure hope they do. That motherfucker deserves it. And he's a doctor.
Right. What's their gun laws over there?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I hadn't followed up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'm tired of saying I have no words. But yeah.
Well, there you have it. She has no words.
I would say that to you.
Yeah.
I got plenty of words.
The words for you is when you won't stop with them. It's not the first word you say. It's the one that you have to have the last word. Just picking. Merry Christmas.
It wouldn't bother him if I had the last word if he wasn't bothered because he wanted to have the last word.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
But I always ask you.
Last word.
Okay, this isn't funny. I always, we talk about this on we've talked about this on a couple episodes, is there more crime now than prior? And you,
I think there's a lot less respect for life, but I just got to be more. I go back and forth on that.
I know. I go back and forth. And then I read a story like what I'm fixing to tell you, right, that I think it's like you usually lean on the side of is the news. It's more,
it is what everybody has a camera. Everybody has a phone and yes, it's reported instantly everywhere.
Yeah. And like back in our day, if something didn't happen near us or it had to be something very, very, very tragic, a right, huge deal for it to make the evening right, news because they had 30 right, minutes to right, get it in. Right.
And that included the weather and sports.
Exactly. So in Akron, Ohio, mm-hmm, wouldn't probably – like hit our news channel, right? Like right, in Louisiana, in Ohio, yes, it would. But for us, but in 1992, a gang of teens decided to go on a killing spree.
Okay.
So they're called the Marvelous Teen Gang, and they indulge in a festive killing spree. So there was four of them, and they called themselves the Downtown Posse. And to the police and courts, though, they were simply Laura Taylor, who was 16 years old, DeMarcus Smith, he was 17, Heather Matthews, she was 20, and Marvelous Keen was 19.
All right.
And between Christmas Eve and Boxing Day, which Boxing Day is the day after Christmas?
I have no idea.
In 1992, the gang went on a murder spree in, oh, I said Akron, but I meant Dayton, Ohio, that would see five innocent people die and four more seriously injured. But murder was not enough. They had to do more. So led by King, the gang's primary motive was robbery, but things soon got out of hand as Marvelous King, that's his real name, Marvelous, grew paranoid about snitches and effectively turned the holiday season into hunting season.
Oh, Lord.
But obviously not the kind of hunting we do. So for his central role, the Christmas Killings is what it's dubbed, the Christmas Killings, Keen would go on to become the 10,000th American convict to be executed.
Good.
Since the death penalty was reinstated back in 1976, while his cohorts received life sentences. So this was in 1992. I mean, and that's a massive killing spree. And, yeah.
Well, like you said, probably not as well reported, and then because I'd never even heard of that, mm-hmm, and I was 22,
right?
Yeah, right. So and I used to watch the news pretty much on the reg, but they were just spreading some Christmas cheer, huh?
Yeah.
And then he got the ultimate ride.
Yeah,
I wonder what form of execution they used. Probably gas chamber, I would guess, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Well, Merry Christmas Eve, people. Let me tell you about a little bit of something here called. This is just so stupid. Now, I used to do the Christmas Crusade for Sheriff Graves. Now yes. Sheriff R does it.
Yes.
I think they did over 600 and something families this year.
Yes.
It entailed us standing in front of Walmart just before there was a Bass Pro, collecting gifts, and you had to take shifts all through the, from Thanksgiving up to like December 13th or 14th. Mm-hmm. And then we were at the firing range and you packaged up. The families had to come in and apply and whatever. Mm-hmm. And we went out and delivered and gave them great presents and stuff.
Can I add on to that real quick? I'm sorry. On the other day when I was going to run a few errands, there was a sheriff's Suburban in one of the homes right down our road. And he had got a huge black bag out of his Suburban.
Right.
And there was like that I counted because I was trying to get a picture. There were six other ones. Yeah. And so on my way back from running my errand, he was down the road at the same road at another house. And it was just, it melted my heart.
I'll tell you what's even cooler about it. I just remembered it. So, you did all this when you time off,
mm-hmm,
but you did use your uniforms, especially when you went to deliver and when we're collecting donations. But when we'd leave the training center, that we called at the North Pole, we had to radio in the dispatch, say, we'd say 361 in the North Pole, and then they'd say, go ahead and say, en route to deliver presents for Santa to such and such. But I always, I fucking know that some of the people that got the presents are shitheads because I would catch them in mm-hmm. the dope areas and the dope dealers would have the new toys that they would trade for,
yeah,
for dope. So let me tell you about some shitheads. So Donald Lucas Sr. stole more than 1,000 in gifts from his son, Donis Lucas Jr.'s four kids. So the single dad is in disbelief after finding out that the close family member stole his kids' Christmas presents for drugs the night before Christmas. And according to a December 20th report from the Van Buren Sheriff's Department, a man from Paw Paw, Michigan, stole the Christmas gifts purchased for his four grandchildren through the Van Buren County Shop with the Sheriff program, and he sold and traded them for meth.
Mm-mm.
Fucker. The man, his 62-year-old Donald Lucas Sr., was arrested by the narcotic unit during a meth investigation. Lucas Sr.'s son, Don Lucas Jr., a dad of four, told the local Fox 17, "I was crying. I was breaking up crying over it. What am I going to do? I cannot believe that somebody would come and steal the gift from the kids." Now, the outlet reported that more than 1,000 gifts were stolen. And Fox 17 said that Lucas Sr. stole the gifts after his family welcomed him to stay with them for a few days during the holiday season. Now, the grandfather would not cooperate with our office to get the grandchildren's gifts back, the sheriff's department said. And Lucas Jr.'s four children will still have a festive holiday as the county was able to repurchase new gifts for the family. Our office, Pawpaw Schools, and miscellaneous others gathered up money and gift cards to make their Christmas whole again, officials said. We took them out on a shopping spree, and it made them one they won't forget. I personally cannot thank everyone enough for what they did to help make this happen. So, Lucas Jr., of course, is grateful for the support he got from the community. He said, "I want to say thank you and Merry Christmas," he told Fox 17. "It just blew my mind how many people stepped up to help us." Now, each kid got more than $500 for new gifts.
Wow.
And on a press release on December 12th, the sheriff's office took five families facing hardships shopping for Christmas presents this year. And the money was raised through local events such as a fair with the supermarket, Supermarket Mayhair, South Haven matching donations. They said this event is near and dear to a lot of us and one we look forward to doing every year. But it just happens. It's just the nature of the beast. And I always say, like, when you do something, do a job, big or small, do it right or not, or all, or whatever. Or if you do something that's in giving to somebody else, don't do it. You don't do it to feel like you should get something back or whatever. Right. You just do it out of the goodness of your heart.
Right.
But you always know there's some asshole out there that's going to be a Scrooge.
Mm-hmm. So, always.
You still in front of your fucking grandkids?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. All right. Roll with it, mama.
It's a special, special person that does that.
I bet that dude's getting switches and ashes in his stocking.
I think so. Or coal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the ashes and coal are probably related to each other.
Maybe he just won't get anything.
Maybe he'll get...
just put on a fire and he will be the switches and ashes.
To toss a salad in a jail cell.
Yeah. He might like that, though.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, I'm going to take you back all the way to 1987.
1987. I was 17 years old, rocking it.
I was six.
Had a full head of hair, perfect eyesight.
Was handsome.
This is true. We were friends, eh?
We were best of friends.
That's right. Do your story.
All right.
I want to drink some eggnog.
Okay. You can have
all. Y'all are recording this a day early. I'm going to watch Saints play tonight. Can you believe they're getting 14 points? I mean, that's almost unheard of in the NFL.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Saints are underdogs. They're giving plus 14 points to start the game.
Wow.
They must really suck.
They do suck.
Okay.
Sorry. We're in a downward thing with LSU.
Bourbon or rum in your eggnog? Not you. I know your answer. I'm asking you lifers. Let us know.
You're having way too much fun today.
I'm going to toss a bourbon tonight.
Okay, so if you're going to go rogue and keep doing that, I'm fixing to go rogue.
Okay.
You ready? Mm-hmm. Would you rather me tell a story or go rogue?
Go rogue.
Okay. Got some trivia.
Oh, shit. I didn't expect that. I just didn't want to know a story.
I know, right?
A Cindy story.
Those. Okay.
I love you, MTs. Merry Christmas.
Love you. And actually, you should have heard me trying to tell Sophie a story yesterday. Oh, it was a
you're telling
true
right now.
Form Cindy story. Mm-hmm. It was like six stories in one that led over a 3-day period of me just trying to get to one point.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I love it. I love you.
I love you. All right. You get 5 questions.
All right.
You get multiple choice.
All right.
And this is a Christmas true crime trivia question.
I get one of the answers is JonBenet Ramsey.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Okay, well.
Oh, did I get her right?
I don't know. I think I tried to avoid her.
Go ahead.
All right. Which holiday song, released in 1984, tells the story of a man who commits robbery on Christmas Eve?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That's right.
Is it really? That's funny as fuck, because I was just guessing. I was trying to be rude.
Well.
There you go. Boom. You don't have one for me.
You don't have to try to be rude. In the classic film, It's a Wonderful Life, what crime does George Bailey encounter that leads him to contemplate suicide on Christmas Eve? A, robbery. B, bankruptcy. C.
But bankruptcy.
That's right.
I haven't watched that movie in a long time.
It's a good movie. Number 3. What 2006 Christmas theme movie features a character who steals
Home Alone.
Who steals gifts from a wealthy family only to learn the true meaning of the holiday?
The Scrooge.
Oh, A. Nightmare Before Christmas.
I don't know.
B. Bad Santa. C.
I think I've seen that one.
A Christmas Carol. Or D. The Grinch.
Grinch.
The 2006 movie.
Bad Santa. That's old Billy Bob Thornton is playing in Landman now. We got to catch up on that.
I know. All right. You were doing good. If you would listen, you might.
Know.
This is how you
squirrel, were in school. Squirrel. I know I was. I was just thinking of how I was in school. How either that or I was asleep.
It's
funny when my teachers quit fucking with me. When I just went to sleep on the desk, they didn't fuck with me.
Because they were like, thank goodness he's not spitting spitballs up on the ceiling.
Those weren't spitballs. Those were spit blobs.
Well, yeah.
You had to chew up like a half a piece of paper in your mouth for 30 minutes. And the teacher turned around, you slung it up on the roof and splat and stick on the roof. And the whole class is laughing. The teacher turned around. I can't figure out what's going on.
Oh, my God.
Shit's probably still stuck to
the roof. They probably are. It probably is.
They used to be in the Mexican restaurant. Y'all think it was a kid thing, but I did it just a couple of years ago.
I wasn't going to call you out for that.
In the Mexican restaurant, we'd go.
We're not going to say which one.
Nope. We'd go day drink, and we had our own quarter booth. And I'd have my son in there. And being a good dad that I am, I showed him how to do spitballs on the roof.
But you actually did the straw spitballs, not the blobs.
Yeah. I didn't have any paper.
Well, you just used straw paper and
napkins. I didn't have any like writing paper.
No, you did not. No. All right. Number 4. Which classic crime drama film featuring a notorious holiday heist?
I got it.
Includes I got it.
Die Hard. Die Hard, right?
Yes.
There's only so many Christmas
You days. Better watch out. You better
one
not cry.
One of my favorite movies of all time, by the way.
All right. Here's your last one.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Okay. Is that the last one? All right. I oftentimes get off the plane and take my shoes off and rub them on the carpet in the hotel room. That's what he did. That's what the limo driver told him to do when he got to Nakamata Towers. It's true. You can't eat, motherfucker.
Number 5.
All right.
Which well-known rapper released a holiday song titled Christmas in Hollis?
Eminem.
No. Right. Mixing festive themes with street life narratives. So A was Eminem, B, Snoop Dogg, C, Run DMC, or D, Ice Cube.
All right, so I'm down with all of those, but I'm going to go Snoop Dogg.
Wrong.
Then Run DMC.
That's right.
I used to have that on cassette. In the party wagon. Right. That's no shit. I really, really did. Run DMC. My Adidas. That was when rap was rap. And whatever was whatever, right?
Yeah.
I would do one more, y'all, because, you know, maybe two. Let me just do two real quick.
You do, you.
Because these are Christmas stories. This is fucking unreal. This. Leah Marie's going to love this one. And Rose Anderson of Houston, H-Town, as we call it here on the True Crime Time 4 show. Rose Anderson of Houston is charged with injury to a child and unlawful restraint. Okay? And she got arrested, and actually, but this was after she tied up a 7-year-old, locking the kid inside a dog cage. But hey, hold on. It's not so bad. You lock your kid up, your 7-year-old up in the dog cage, just do it next to the Christmas tree. That's what she did.
Okay.
And she locked him up, or locked the kid up, for multiple hours without access to food or water. This is according to cops. And the cops said the young child was locked in the dog cage and tied up with zip ties.
What?
Yep. And the woman kicked the child and duct taped her mouth shut, right? The court documents say that the child urinated on herself because she was left without access to a bathroom for several consecutive hours. Now, the suspect, stupid bitch, 55-year-old Rose Anderson of Houston, she showed up in Harris County court on Sunday, December 22nd. You know you're in fucking trouble. You go to court on a Sunday. Right. And where she was charged with, I told y'all, the injury to the child and unlawful restraint. And she is being, you know, fuck her. She's done.
She's the mother.
I didn't say she's mom. Well, it might be the mom. It just says Texas woman. But whatever. She.
This is a 55-year-old woman.
She zip tied a 7-year-old. So it's probably not. I mean,
right. Probably the I mean, it doesn't matter.
I mean, that's the gift that keeps on giving all year long, Clark. Fuck her. I mean, I hope they got the kids some help and all will be well. Right. I don't know what you say about that. Is she getting switches and ashes?
She is.
Maybe cool, like you say. All right. Let's roll on. The sleigh must be in the shop, but last night, Mr. Claus didn't pause for any calls. This according to the Florida Highway Patrol. They said it in a social media post. And the cops in Florida are searching for a man dressed as Santa Claus after he ran like a little bitch from troopers after being accused of speeding on a motorcycle over the weekend. And the troopers began chasing him around 9 p.m. on Saturday, December 21st, after they say he was traveling at 120 miles per hour in Beverly Hills, Florida, which is located about 80 miles north of Tampa. And in a video shared on X, formerly Twitter, people get tired of saying that stupid shit, right? I've never been on X, by the way. But do we have X?
Yes, we do.
Well, I've never been there. In a video shared on X, the suspect can be seen fleeing from authorities by cutting through a gas station before continuing down a road. Sleigh must be in the shop. But last night, Mr. Claus didn't pause for any calls. Again, that's that post. And they said, anyone that recognizes old St. Nick, please feel free to call the Florida Highway Patrol at *347. Let us know.
Jeez Louise.
Motherfucker had on Santa Claus outfit, right?
I mean.
What if it really was Santa Claus, say?
I know.
Maybe he was busy. They shouldn't have been fucking with him.
They shouldn't have.
I mean, if he's delivering. Look, I shouldn't tell the story. I'm probably getting in trouble. But I think statute of limitations will run out. Every Sunday night I worked when I was in uniform, not everyone, but everyone for a numerous succession of weeks, which would have been every other Sunday night around 10 o'clock at night on Interstate 12. Mm-hmm. This fucking asshole would enter Livingston Parish on a motorcycle running like 150, right? We couldn't, nobody could keep up with him. So the one of the Sunday nights, and you can't spike strip him because it'd kill him.
Yeah.
Motorcycle. And one of the Sunday nights, I got all the way to the Albany exit, which is the last one going eastbound in Livingston Parish. And I heard him start on TAC 1. We had TAC 1 and TAC 2. TAC 1 was for the west side, TAC 2, whatever. But I was listening to the scam back and forth. So I'm locked up in the dark, waiting. I know this motherfucker's coming. And here he is. They call it out. And here he comes, 259. He's running. And they couldn't keep up with him. He just walked her dog, right? But then they had supervisors said, don't fuck with him because he's going to kill him and we're going to get sued and whatever. Well, one Sunday night, I just waited and I heard him say he just went by. And when they said that for Walker, which is 5:10, it's five from the Walker to the Livingston exit, five from the Livingston to the Holden, and five to the office. So he was 15 miles away from me.
Okay.
And when I heard it hit Walker, I punched it. But I had an old blue and white Crown Victorias, and the fastest it goes 128 miles an hour before something happened with the axles and couldn't go any faster. Even though it had a police interceptor package. Mm-hmm. I punched that motherfucker and I got it rolling. I was up to 128. And so when he passed me, he wasn't passing me that fast.
Yeah.
And I got to give him the international.
Oh, my gosh. I have you did it all for that.
I had
you did it all for that.
I gave him the bird. Like a Top Gun, but he tried. He was leaning in that motherfucker. But he had a helmet on. I couldn't see his face, but he was leaning into it. I had my lights on, and he wanted to play. Right, so I just gave him.
Did you ever find out who he is? Who it was? He did it
I say every. He did it for a while. He probably ended up dead somewhere.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
You can only do that for so long before you karma bites you in the ass.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
I didn't even have a radar in my car, and I never wrote tickets is why, but they clock him at like 150. I'm going 128. He's passing me about 12 miles an hour, 18 miles an hour faster.
Yeah. Well, I probably shouldn't share this story, but my daddy can't get harmed. But when he was president of the police bike club, like the law enforcement bike club, I think they were called the
Blue Angels.
Yeah, I was going to say I thought I was wrong because I thought I was getting it mixed up with the airplanes that are the Blue Angels, but he was still the Blue Angels. Anyway, we have this picture of him, and it is him on his red Harley, his first Harley. And it was taken with someone. It was actually a fellow, from my remembering of the story, a fellow like law. My daddy was Border Patrol, but it was a police officer that clocked him going down the interstate, and dad's on his bike going 100 miles an hour. He pushed that Harley, but that was my daddy. And I always thought I would lose him in some type of tragic accident like that and not to brain cancer. But sometimes boys will be boys and push their limits, you know?
Yeah. Well, that one was just.
But he didn't do that all the time. It was like,
I can promise you when we get a Harley, it'll be a cruiser so we can travel on it.
Yes, it won't be a speed racer.
And there'll be no drinking and driving. And I cannot be a Nazi about pee breaks for you.
No, please. No,
but that's if we get it going, then, or when we get one, it's made to cruise, to sit back, relax, enjoy the back roads.
Yeah.
And all that. I bet Santa has a badass Harley.
Oh, yeah, Santa does.
I mean, I bet it's
pink. Oh, I don't know. He might have an Indian. I mean, I think Santa's kind of a rebel.
Might have an Indian. I don't know.
I don't think he has like a ninja or a Kawasaki or.
No. He's got an American name.
So. I don't even think ninja is the name of a motorcycle. I'm thinking of my Roomba.
I think there is a ninja.
Right? There is a ninja?
Yeah, there used to be.
Okay.
Like a katana or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pocket rocket.
I thought that was a katana.
Rice burner.
Yes.
That might be a racist.
No, that's what they call them.
All right, y'all. Hey.
You were about to give me a compliment. You said I like.
I forgot. Merry Christmas. We love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Go download the Real Life Real Crime Community app for free from the App Store. And if you choose, that's where I go first before I go anywhere else. I definitely don't go to X. If you choose, you can subscribe through there, but everything's free. Not everything, but it has the merch store, has forums, has games, has all kinds of stuff that's mm-hmm. free. All the episodes. Mm-hmm. And I go there first and post and comment every day. And if you choose to become a convict, which I affectionately call them, there's different tiers for subscribers. And you get commercial free early releases 6 days a week. And the next episode we're going to do, we're going to tell you about a surprise we got coming up for everybody. But anyway, and you also get access to all the bonus episodes we have locked up and bonus materials from all the cases we worked, mm-hmm. all kinds of cool stuff. Really cool. I mean, I guess you call it cool stuff. And then, if you don't want to be a convict and you want to subscribe through Patreon, we have a lot of people that do it. Go to patreon.com and type in Real Life Real Crime and it'll give you different options. And again, like, I bet y'all is tired of hearing these regular commercials in here, mm-hmm. and they get it commercial free early release every day.
And another thing is they get 10% off of merch.
Oh, well, there you go. There you know. And then if you want something merch wise that's not in the store, you can contact Cindy at cindy@reallifeworldcrime.com and she can make anything.
Yep. Or have it just made. Tell me what you want and I'll make it. Add it to the store.
We love all of y'all. Look, tomorrow, Christmas, old school released Christmas Homicide. What's the name of it?
Christmas Murder, if I'm not mistaken.
Christmas Murder. Mm-hmm. And we released everybody. We love y'all. Thoughts and prayers are anyone that's suffering this time of the year. And we love y'all. And you know, the day after Christmas is Haley's murderversary. Prayers for Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler, but prayers for everybody that's hurting this.
Everybody, Ruthie.
And we pray for you, Ruthie, and everybody.
Everybody. I mean, we're not leaving.
I've worked more suicides during the holidays. Y'all don't do it. You know, call somebody and talk to them. All right. But anyway, Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, don't call me that.
That's funny. ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. I hadn't heard that song. You know, I don't listen to much music anymore. I might tell you, let's see if you can guess. I bet you know this. What is my all-time, I have two all-time favorite Christmas songs. One that I know all the words to and I would sing.
Oh, my gosh.
And one that I don't know all the words to, but I act like I know it. But my two favorite Christmas songs are what?
Oh my gosh, that's true,
like hardcore Christmas.
I have no idea. Really? I'm gonna feel like poo poo when
my all time favorite from both of them probably on the same reason.
Not Grandma got run reasons. Over by a reindeer.
No. No, it's a serious shit.
Okay.
Silent Night.
Oh, I did know that. I did know that. I feel horrible. I did know that.
The other one is
Little Drummer Boy.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. I
have no gifts to
you
bring.
You just threw me off with that.
But me and my drum. All right. Merry Christmas. Love y'all. Ho, ho. See ya on Wednesday. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
We'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
Merry Christmas.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.